The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
6 to 9.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
That's right. Another one, yeah.
So being as unique as we are in Cape Town and having a landscape that varies from Sea Point all the way through to Brackenfell, roads, main ones, side little roads, street quiet little cul-de-sacs. What are the sounds first thing in your neighborhood in the morning? What are the sounds that wake you up if it's not your alarm clock? If you didn't have an alarm clock, what would wake you up in your neighborhood? Or is your neighborhood that quiet that should you choose to sleep in and not have an alarm clock, peace would prevail until such time as you got up? Maybe you're north, maybe you're facing east or west and you've got sun coming in or going out and it makes it impossible to sleep late in your place. What is your official neighborhood wake up?
So I live in Edgemead, and I think some people who aren't brave enough to do the racing and, as Ryan says, the skid panning on the N1, use Borsemanstam Road as their trial track. So all times of the night you can hear the speedsters up and down Borsemanstam Road. And then on a more pleasant note, on the weekends during baseball season, you can hear Buttersig Baseball Club, and it's actually such an awesome sound on the weekends to hear all the spectators cheering on the players. Yeah, amazing how the sound travels.
So the complex right next to us, on a weekend, one of the people living in that complex, they've got a karaoke machine thing, I don't know what you call it, and then they will start at about 8 o'clock, and hulle pleeg die een song na die ander till midnight. That's sometimes not fun.
So I, husband, kids, we live in Philadelphia, and we get woken up I get woken up, should I say, about every morning, 2-3 o'clock, with this cadoir on our roof, and it's two owls. So we have two resident owls at the moment, and obviously they hunt, and then they squabble over the rat or the mouse or whatever they've caught in the fields, because we live right next to the farm. So yeah, that's my wake up.
Good morning, Smile team. So my alarm clock is at 6:30. Sorry, I wish it was 6:30. At 5:30, my little two-year-old walks into my room and goes, "Mommy, is it wake-up time yet?" And yeah, then we're up. Well, she comes and cuddles with me for a bit. We get up just before 6 o'clock, go to the bathroom and brush teeth and get dressed. And then I drop her off at school at 6:30, and then I go through to Hoppe. I live in Ferris Estate, Ottery. Thanks for an awesome show.
My Ryan, ek bly in Tafelsig, né? Ek bly naby die Nature Reserve, né? En in die oggende, hier 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, né? Dan kan jy duidelik sien hoor hoe die branders hoe oorkom. Dit is asemrowend, is lieflik om te hoor. Tyd het van die oggende, hoe die see, die dreun van die branders, is amper soos 'n vibration amper. Dit is 'n lieflike gevoel in die oggende om so wakker te word met die natuur. Dit is natuur, dit is nou nie karre, motorbike, wat vroom, vroom, vroom. Dit is natuur.
Yeah, look, if you wake up in Cape Town in the mornings, you draw open the curtain, you see the mountain, and you hear the ocean.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, if you're in Joburg, you open the curtain, you see mine dumps, and you see birds for your bird coffee.
Is it? Thank you so much, Gerkie. Hou baie van die boodskap hierdie oggend. Sê vir my, hy bly alles, hy bly al oor die Suid-Afrika, bly in al soort plekke, verskillende plekke. Being on the road as a salesman, you stay in lots of different hotels, lots of different places, and the noises that one hears on a regular occurrence in hotels, especially when you are trying to have a normal evening of decent hours of sleep, and people wake you up at 11 a.m.
Wrong room.
Sorry, 11 p.m., not 11 a.m. Someone stumbles in 11 a.m.,
This is not my room.
You're like, what are you doing drunk 11 a.m.?
What you don't judge.
Yeah. Drunk.
I used to stay across the road from a biker bar and above a gym. So I would have the biker bar making noise until 2 o'clock in the morning, and then the gym starting at 4, the dropping of the weights and the slamming of the gates.
The sound of the trains, that is what woke me up in the morning. But yeah, I think after a week or two, you kind of mentally block it out. Then I would wake up when I didn't hear the sound of the train.
We wake up to an olive thrush every morning. That bird at 4 o'clock that goes every single day. I think it needs to migrate.
Listen, it could be a worse kind of thrush you were waking up to in the morning. Be grateful it's just that bird going. Nothing like waking up and going, honey, honey.
Oh, no.
I couldn't sleep at all. I was scratching the whole night. What do you think this is?
I don't know. You have to see the doctor.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.